Can I get a coaster?
I'll find it.
I'm only worried about it, the condensation.
Okay.
Are you getting it too?
What about when I jerk off onto your table?
I would prefer you didn't jerk off.
Is that condensation or is that not?
No, you have to aim it on the coaster.
And then you stick the drink on it.
then like a bolt back, like a twisting motion.
Yeah, you twist it.
To lock it, really lock it in there.
Really get the friction in the surface area. Smush it on in there.
Kind of things.
Just like that.
That's good stuff.
That's good stuff.
You have to throw it at me like that?
I didn't whiz it at you. I could have whizzed it at you. That would have been funnier.
This fuck owes me money. He walks into my room one day and just throws it at me. I was like,
this is yours.
I was like, I'll kill your entire family.
Throw money at me again. I'll take that out of your ass.
I threw something at him. I owe him something later that week. I don't remember what it was, but I just like...
Oh yeah, you,
what was it?
I don't remember what it was, but
I caught you back like a week later.
I was like, you dropped it.
I was like,
you're like, I fucking remembered.
I was like, how dare you throw money at me?
It's like, point taken, sir.
Fair enough. Let me sit back. I don't know. There's some angry black people on TV right now, and it makes it worse because you can't understand what they're saying.
I think it's a good song though.
I don't even know who it is. Makes me wonder.
Is this like real MTV now?
Yeah,
like, they actually
put
music
video. MTV Raps.
Oh, I actually do know this song.
Yeah, I don't know.
You
want to
turn the TV off?
I don't care.
That was a subtle hint.
It's not a no, not a yes.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to turn
don't
it
ask
off?
Me.
I've noticed I do that a lot.
You're passive aggressive as fuck.
No, instead of
Nick,
saying
can
like...
Nick, can you turn the TV off? Hey, you want to turn that TV off? How am I going to switch to that?
But I'd be ashamed if something happened to it.
It makes me feel like Anchorman.
Dude, I don't know.
Or not Anchorman, the real version. Do you want me to be fucking retarded? That's what I felt like. I don't know how to answer that.
I don't. I do that. Instead of saying like, hey, can you do this please? Or like, hey, my go-to way to ask somebody to do something is always like, hey, you want to do this?
I don't
fucking want to do it, but I guess.
That's my problem with my fucking grandma. She wants me to do this bullshit. I'm like, I don't want to do any of it.
Hey, John, do you want to do this?
Well, no.
Hey, don't forget, don't scoot on that, because I will laugh at you uncontrollably.
I've already done it. I like, you know the move where you like grab the front of the chair to like...
And just the seat goes
through. Just the seat flew out, and I banged my fucking wrist on it. I was like, God damn it.
Okay.
I'm a mess.
That's we were gonna have you sit in it, and we weren't gonna tell you that the seat, the cushion's not attached.
Oh, lovely!
We saved the worst chair for you
for last. I just sat in the warm.
Lovely.
I don't know why.
So overall, you're a fan of it?
Yes, I'm very much a fan of it.
I fucking loved
it.
Creeped
me the fuck out. I'm telling you, just talking about it again gave me goosebumps.
I was scared sitting. It's not a jump scary movie. It was just like putting myself in the picture of those kids.
You'll probably
just
agree
being like,
with me.
Oh my god.
What reminded me a lot of was Jessica Jones. Like the way I felt about watching that TV series of just how someone mentally fucks with somebody.
Uh-huh.
And like that.
Just tortures
is
them.
What got, because there is, like you say, with the parents and the father and the mothers in the cases, they're creepy. And these kids literally
have
from
all
angles.
Right?
I didn't watch Jessica Jones until late.
Yeah, that's what made me feel. And I was like, holy shit,
it's
man.
Just,
like,
it's
these psychological thrillers.
It's more about the psychological horror than it is. And those, I think that's what's always been scary to me. Real life scary. Oh. And like, that's not necessarily real life because it's a clown demon. But he plays off all the real life shit. He plays off the racist, like, fucked up of the times, the fucking, you know,
the thing
dad
is
wants to fuck his daughter.
What I like about it is...
parenting, overprotection. They even play off, like, the viruses and, like, the AIDS epidemic of the 80s. And just, like, the mass fear everyone had of, like, oh my god, if I, like, take
sick,
a shit in public, I'm gonna get AIDS and die.
There was
everyone was that scared of AIDS back then.
Yeah.
And it was crazy that, like...
That's why they made paper ass gaskets.
And that's why I would love to see a prequel.
Yeah. Storytelling, like, it is a little wonky. Like, they do kind of retcon the African-American kid, the home cool skid story. Like, 1 minute it's he's in the beginning of the show, and you get that he doesn't want to kill things, right? And he's sensitive or he's kind. Then he has this creepy scene, and then he doesn't come back until the latter part of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gone for, like, a third of the movie. And then it's like, oh, now you're supposed to expect that now he's part of the movie again. And so there are, like, storytelling, it's spotty.
Yeah.
But if you don't, like, pay too much attention to that, it's just fucking creepy. Yeah,
it was a little random all of a sudden when the bully, like, when it just possesses him all of a sudden.
What I like about the...
But it was kind of set up because you could tell that his dad was a horrible dad.
Yeah, just a shitty dad.
So it was kind of set up for that, but they just do kind of spring that on you.
Yeah. I do like that with the use of, like, the jump scares and, like, the grunge-like moving that came from, like, the ring and stuff like that.
They did
it. It is doing it to be scary, right? Mm-hmm. He himself is a terrifying character.
Uh-huh.
And he's, like, using gimmicks to scare kids.
Right.
Like, it's not that they're the movie or the director is using the gimmicks to scare us.
It's like a performer at a haunted house.
Yeah, he's a performer, and he's using that to perform.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think, why the jump scares did work, the few that are in there, why the creepy moving did work. Because he's doing it to try to scare you, not for the director or the writing to scare you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cheap when they do it that way. Like, Sinister had one. I don't know if you guys seen that movie, but there's a scene where he's climbing up the stairs.
You can do it with camera angles.
Yeah, and there's quick cutting. Yeah, do it as well.
Cutting camera angles, and that's what I was talking about, jump scares. And that's why I was glad this movie completely got away with that.
Yeah.
Pretty much did away from that. Yeah. And it's the type of horror that I love, where it just plays on your inner fears, which is all it is playing on their inner fears. And the coolest part of the fucking movie is all these kids are little kids, and they're the smartest people in the entire fucking town. And they break every single cliche, every single fucking... You son of a bitch.
I'm sorry, I didn't know it was on.
You're a piece of shit.
But yeah. You know what makes me more angry? Is that it's people from work telling me work stuff.
You know what you do to those people?
I just go like... No, that's what I'm saying. I just go like this and put it on silent so I don't have to see their ugly faces. Actually, I think it was just on silent for the...
Did you watch the original It, Nick?
I love the original It.
See, I never saw it, and I didn't know if I should, like, watch it first and go to compare it.
Well, you can't compare it because it's different. It's different times. It's different. You know, everything's different.
They have a miniseries over the two, so it's completely different pacing than...
I watched what I understand. You know, the random cuts.
Well, I was going to say, from what I understand, it wasn't...
Talk over each other, it fucks with the audio.
From what I understand, is the other one had, or like there was a lot of stuff this one had that the other one didn't, though.
Uh huh.
So, I mean, I don't know. I can't judge it. I've never seen it.
From what I understand, Alex was saying that they just followed the book better, where, like, other movie was made for television, so they had to condense it. And it's three... I just watched it, like, last week. It cuts in random spots.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, like, just... It's retcon for TV, so they have to have, like, a break every 25 minutes or whatever it is. So, like, just randomly in a scene, it'll just stop. And you get, like, a full black cut, and then for, like, a second, then it comes back to what's going on in the movie. And it's, like, in a completely different area.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it doesn't. It's bad. Like, compared to this movie, it's just bad. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go back and watch it,
dude. The intro for the movie was just like the book,
mm-hmm.
and fuck, I didn't think they were gonna go that gruesome with the intro.
Yeah, that was just... It's the whole fucking movie, dude. Like, fuck me up.
Where they just tear that little fucking kid's arm off. I was like, oh, that part's terrifying.
Yeah.
Just watching that little kid cry with no arm in the rain.
You know,
that's scary.
Especially, like,
it's fucking terrifying.
I'm sure Nick kind of feels the same way. I know. Since I've had a kid, I always hate this shit, right? Like, when you have a kid, you'll change. But some things you do, there are things that fuck me up, like things that I genuinely worry about, like with my kid. Like, if I die, my kid doesn't know how to call somebody. If, like, I just have a brain aneurysm, drop dead in my house. My kid's stuck in my home alone for 10 hours until my wife comes home. And so when they do things with kids, man, it does fuck with me more.
Oh, I mean,
and I'm like, woo!
It introduces, like, a whole another, like, crop of fears for you to worry about.
Yeah, man, it fucks with when he's running around and he's in the water in the fucking basement, and I'm like, I want to see it. Dude, I panicked a little bit. The whole fucking the kid
shit. That's not fair, but that's unrealistic.
We don't have basements. That is that's something like we don't have.
No, but I'm saying, like, it's unrealistic for, like...
No, I'm not saying a clown is going to kill my kid, but just like...
Stop it. I won't take him to the circus, ever. I'm saying it's unrealistic because at any point, like, for me, and maybe not for you, people, like, there's like a 4-hour time, you know, time stint where Jenica's not here when we wake up or whatever.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of time. And then, like, between her mom and my mom and everybody that calls my phone and stuff. So there's, I mean, Olivia's really good. She could not unlock my phone, but she could look. That's why I put pictures of everybody. Like, I have pictures of people that don't even make sense. Like, I have a picture of you with a giant beard. I just took it off your Facebook. Because it's the only thing I could do to make it work. So I mean, but, like, she knows.
Why do you have that?
I'm telling you, for some reason, look it, I'll show you.
For some reason, I made it easy.
He just say words about pictures, but he's not telling you why he has it.
Maybe because I'm weird. I don't know.
Oh, for like my contact?
Yeah, okay. For your contact.
Okay, so that's within the context. I guess that makes sense.
What did I do?
Is it IE or IBI?
Yeah. It's a weird spelling. Like, no one gets it right.
Yeah, no, but yeah, so like, except I pretty much have that for like everybody. What?
Is mommy almost home?
Yes. Go watch your movie.
Back to your nonsense.
But yeah, so it's just easier. It's just easier so she knows. I mean, like, she would never, like, there'd be no reason to ever call John, ever.
That's a good idea, but I know with me, like...
I look like a little baby-faced bumpkin in that picture.
Wow. My kid knows he's not allowed to play with my phone at all. He doesn't touch my phone, doesn't grab my phone, doesn't anything, and he has his own tablet for all of that. So, like, my kid would be... He knows how to answer phone. Like, he's my mother is called, and, like, he'll answer. He knows he gets a swiping thing. Uh-huh. But, like, he knows, don't fuck with my phone, right? Uh-huh. That's why you have a tablet.
Because you have too many nudie pics on it.
That's good, because, like, one of the most annoying things when I'd be with my, just parents is when they give the kid their phone, and I'm just like...
This is $1,000.
I know. That would just annoy the fuck out of me. Uh-huh. Just like, teach them that they can't have your shit all the time.
Yeah.
That's what it is. My especially phones are
like,
so
it can't be that hard.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to PG-13 my phone, man. Mm-hmm. Or like PG my phone.
We were just talking about this the other day with somebody read.
Oh, the parental locks.
Yeah, the parental locks on phone. We're talking about with Sherman. Put parental fucking locks on your devices.
Yeah. That's, yeah, his tablet is like. I don't let him, like, he doesn't have limited access to the internet, like, at all. His apps run on some of the internet, and that's about all he gets. Mm-hmm. My brother, Grim, has a tablet as well, where he allows him, like, on Kid YouTube and stuff like that.
That's all we have is Kid YouTube.
And see, Liam doesn't even have...
He doesn't push nothing else.
It's a brilliant invention.
It is.
And it is. And Liam doesn't have Kid YouTube. He doesn't have free reign to just look up whatever he has. The most he gets is from Netflix.
That's what you think.
And Netflix is fucky, because, dude, they'll throw... Because like that, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the cartoon Death Note, but it's about this demon that kills things. I've never seen it either.
Yeah.
But Netflix has a border that is creepy as fuck looking, and that, because it's a kid's show, will show up on my kid's Netflix sometimes. And it's like, get that, like, Netflix, do a better job of fucking filtering that shit out. So my kid, like, he comes to me like, I don't know what's going on here, Dad.
Fix this.
Yeah.
So like, you guys both have kids. So, in, like, this information age... So, like, in this information age, like, at what age do you think it's, like, reasonable for kids to, like, have full-blown access to shit?
Full-blown?
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that. I know, as far as...
What age do you want your kids sending dick pics to their peers?
Yeah. Access, I think access should be done immediately, like, at least to some degree, because I'm a huge proponent of, like, technology is what is going to drive the future, and my kid knows the alphabet, knows how to spell, like, to unlock his password, he has to spell words, so, like, right now, it's Liam, right now, it's his last name, so we started with, like, Liam, it's four letters, then we went to my name, Cody, my middle name, Tyler, we share the same middle name, and then, like, to Sheena's name, which is a little bit more complicated, and right now, it's Alamos, his last name, and then we'll rotate between, like, 10 words. Words that he needs to know growing up, right? Or know for himself. And then within that, most of the programs on it are educational. So he learned his ABCs, not from me as much as I would work with him, like, word of mouth, by playing games. And he's learning now, there's a one that does, like, sounds of letters and things like that. And it's like, this letters are little monsters. And when you click a letter, it'll go like, or like a word, it'll say up, 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 up. And it, like, teaches them sounds, right? And how words form. I'm for, like, Liam's had a tablet because I had an iPad and I just gave it to him when he was born and he would play with that. And then we just recently bought him a smaller one for his birthday. I'm for as soon as possible introduce technology because they're going to use it for the rest of their lives. I wish I could teach my kid how to type before I teach him how to write. Like, nobody writes anymore. Like, I wish typing was a thing that we taught and put more weight on than writing. Because eventually we're going to stop writing. Like, who the fuck writes literally anything anymore other than your name?
I mean, you don't even teach cursive in school anymore.
I take notes.
Cursive's retarded.
I'm just saying.
Get into that profession,
I'm just saying,
right?
They don't even teach that in school anymore. But you have to learn, you have to know cursive to do your name.
And that's
for your
fine.
Signature. They don't even teach that anymore.
Teach them how to sign your name is
so that's
a class.
What you have to
teach
do.
Teach them the entirety of cursive?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Agreed. But also at the same time, like, you also don't want to be that kid that it's like, you don't have a tablet or device around and you're like, hey, write this down real quick. And they're like,
no.
Do what?
My thing is understanding, like, what should take priority first. Eventually, yeah, you want to learn all that, or learn them in unison. Don't just say, like, well, oh, my kid has to learn how to write, and then he spends 12 years of education learning how to write with the occasional learning how to type in between.
Uh-huh.
Like, bring it up as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. Start getting your child on a computer learning, this is A, B, and learning how to type.
Well, there's also the school of thought that, like, someone introduced me to recently, and they were saying, like, we actually teach kids how to read, like, way too early.
Yeah,
it's like it's a faster pace and it's more stuff than they're really ready to take on at that age. And then if you just introduce it to kids later, like instead of starting them at like 4 or 5, introduce them to reading and stuff somewhere between like 6, 7, 8, somewhere in there. Yeah, they're quote unquote behind, but they pick it up so quickly and get used to it so fast that they bump right up to normal levels with the rest of their peers.
That I've like no problem.
That's exactly what happened to me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I find with her is the reading thing, they don't, when you try to teach them to read,
it's memory.
Dude, memory. Yeah. Everything, I read her a book every single night, and some of the books I read her, she'll read to me. I'm like, at first I was like,
it's like reciting.
And then I realized that, yeah, like exactly. It's all by memory.
Uh-huh.
Some kids are different. I think that those of us that have, like me, couldn't tell you all this math stuff that they teach you in school. Mm-hmm. You turn on a song from 1980 with the lyrics, I would say every word of it. She's the same way.
It's so sad.
It's unfortunate, and I'm a retard.
I remember the song lyrics stick in my head. Like, I remember whole songs after a few listens.
Yeah.
So I remember song lyrics, like, to songs I don't even like anymore.
Exactly.
Like, songs I never even care to listen to ever again. Like, those are locked in, but apparently, like, I can't remember to pay rent some fucking months. Like, you know, like,
I have definitely deleted that information. Like, used to be really good. Like, we'd sit around, we'd play it all the time, and we'd play Name That Tune, and I fucking would practice and practice and practice. I downloaded assloads of songs on my old school iPad or iPod just so I could get good at this game. And then I realized, like, no, and it was because
I had 1,000 songs before that same reason,
and I'm competitive, so it's like I can't lose, and they would kick my ass every fucking time, man. And there was just no, so I just got to get on it, and I'm good at it now. But I've since, like, Tashina put on a 90s playlist that she made and was like, who's this? And all songs I know but could not remember the names of them anymore. Or, and that's, I think, has to do with a lot of, like, I don't listen to music almost at all.
Mm-hmm.
I've almost...
It weirds me out.
You should burn in hell.
Yeah. Dude. It makes me think you're a sociopath.
My sister says the same thing. He's like, you're fucking crazy. I don't know how you
it's
do
okay,
that.
Cody. I'm the same way. I understand.
I can't. To me, it's boring. I love music. I love hip-hop. If I'm wanting to listen to music, I'm going to listen to hip-hop music.
Uh-huh.
And I can't do it at the gym.
Uh-huh.
I'm there at the gym to learn,
you
right?
You have a soul.
My sister says the same shit. She gives me so much shit. She's like, you're just fucking weird.
But with a caveat, yeah. Like, here's the thing. Like, for a long time, I just, like, I didn't pay any attention to music at all. Like, all I listened to was podcasts, or I was, like, reading for school, or, mm-hmm. like, I just pushed it away entirely. And I fell, like, super behind on, like, what new music was out. Yeah. And people would be like, hey, have you heard this?
See, but that goes with what kind of music, though, too. Like, I hear new stuff like Future, and I'm like, this is awful.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
I watch, like, the new music award shows, and I'm just like...
But people will hear two artists and be like, oh, everything's awful.
But take it when I was a kid.
Like, well, no.
Man, I used to be like
out there. You just gotta find it.
When we were younger, man, I used to be, like, on the forefront. Like, I had, like, you've coined it before, like, I was listening to Eminem when I was, like, in middle school, or elementary school, because, like, my uncle was listening to that music and stuff like that. And then, not that I'm saying, like, I've moved beyond music, because I love music when I want to listen to it, but it's so far and few and in between.
You more or less love the idea of music.
Yeah, and
that's why you love music.
A lot of it has to do with, like, I always stem things down to, like, what is this?
Cody has no musical talent.
Maybe this is me being a sociopath. Like, what benefit do I gain from this?
Uh-huh.
Like, I can't create it. I can't monetize it. I can't, like...
You overthink it. Me too.
Yeah. Boom! And so it's like, I can't. None of this I can. We're podcasts. I can gain something.
What are you talking about right now?
My sister says the same shit. We're like, just eat
ice cream.
Like, she's like, you can just enjoy it.
And that's kind of the thing. Like, I popped my head out of that for a little bit, because... And I still always had, like, one toe in all the time because I would go to festivals.
Yeah.
And that was like, my lifeline to music and shit. And that's kind of what kept me somewhat afloat in terms of, like, knowing what music I liked and shit that I enjoyed.
Do it.
Yeah, like now.
I wish I knew how to take them out.
It's. I've definitely noticed it affects my days and the way things. Yes, please.
I haven't tried this one yet. I'm gonna ask you.
But like, affects it in a negative way?
No, in a very fucking positive.
Like music, listen to music regularly.
Like it becomes where I can. When you're talking about the way that, like, what value does it have to you? Yeah. John and I were talking about this the other day. You can structure your day around music. Like, you can find shit that you like, and you can set up the fucking soundtrack to the Cheers, movie brother. Of your life. Hey, wait for me. Fuck.
You bastards! Keep up. They're like a third wheel and a fourth wheel.
It's alright, I'll choose your water.
It's alright, when Jenica gets here, we can all just laugh because she's gonna be like, what the fuck are you drinking all the beer?
You it's thirsty.
Wow, that's good.
It's different.
You haven't had this yet?
I've never tried this one, but... she bought it because she really liked it.
Good. Yeah,
she bought this, and then she has a whole bunch of that Stella Artois or whatever. I haven't tried that. I heard it's a lot like a wine or champagne. Like the as far as like the that's what you get the feel of when you're trying to drink it.
Yeah, it's not my favorite, but it's like you can't go wrong with it. It's kind of like
I still haven't tried it.
It's kind of like Pizza Hut. Like you can't really complain, but it's. Not my absolute favorite.
Yeah. It's pizza, but it's like the shadow remnants of pizza.
I wouldn't go that far.
Continue what you were saying about music, though. I like where you were going.
But, like, the way that I use it now is to, like, spice up my day a little. And it just kind of keeps things trucking along when... Because there are things where I've noticed I will spiral out. Because I do a lot of batch cooking and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've now kind of slid away from that a little bit. Because it just became, like... There would be one day out of the week where for 6 hours I was going to be in the kitchen for the whole day.
Sometimes eight.
I was going to make fucking a humongous mess. And then by the end of the week, you're eating fucking leftovers the whole week.
The
and
whole it's just like, fucking week.
Oh, Christ. So, but now I still do some batch cooking. Let me back up. Because of all that, like the whole process of that day, like by the end of the day, I'd be in a bad fucking mood. I didn't want to fucking do anything else. Mm. And it just became like this portion of my life that I was hating. And now, when I cook, I will like make an effort to specifically just listen to music, and it changes everything about it. Even if I do like a 3-meal cook day, where I'm doing all 3 meals all the way through, like rather than sitting there focusing on like chop, 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 or listening to a podcast or catching up on Game of Thrones or something. Like, I'm instead I'm listening to music, and it's like I can set it up however I want. Like, I can listen to some happy shit. I can listen to some shit that my grandpa used to cook to. Like when I would go visit him at his house, he would listen to that while he was cooking. So I can like go tap into that a little bit. I can listen to music that my dad used to listen to and kind of like get back in touch with like what he liked. Because I had no idea what kind of music he liked. Mm-hmm. As far as, like, we never really talked about it. I know what kind of artists he listened to. But never, as far as, like, we never talked about, like, concerts or anything like that. So I can go, I can experience different things about life through music without having to be up on the latest music or anything like that. And now I'm kind of in a point where it's, like, I'm back to where I like to go find new shit.
Yeah.
And I went to Bumper Shoot recently by myself and just bounced around and found a whole bunch of new shit and had the fucking best time. It was awesome.
It's weird how you find concerts like that. Like, I'd never seen, when I just went and saw Revan Horton Heat a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, I'd never been to any kind of psychobilly show, any rockabilly show. And
What is that genre exactly?
It's considered more like psychobilly, but it's like with Revan Horton Heat, it was a lot more like rockabilly because he... But it's a psychobilly music, you know, lots of stand-up bass, you know, lots of guitar playing, like Stray Cats and stuff
fast.
Like that. Really fast playing, you know. The drummer, a lot of it, like the drummer doesn't do like Rock Band. It's a lot of cymbal and snare and bass drum. So it's throughout the whole thing.
Okay.
But like, it was incredible.
Good stand-up bass.
Oh, dude, it was the stand-up bass guy for Reverend Horton Heat. You sit there and see him do his double slap when he goes. And just going through, and then the next thing you know, 2 seconds later, he'd go from and you're just standing there going, wow.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'd never been to anything like that, and I was like, why not? And like Tyler, my brother's friend Tyler, he said, he's the one that told me to go. We saw Larry and his Flask in there from Bend, Oregon, where he's from, or where he lived for a long time, and they were similar, but they were. It's cool to see the different stuff that they do. The banjo. Mm-hmm. At one point, he brought out a trombone and started playing a trombone. It was uber cool. It was a good show. And then you get the second band strung out that was an awful punk band. The music itself was really good, but I think they had the vocalist like mic up too loud, because when he would scream, all you could do, I mean, it curdled my milk. I was literally just like, it hurt my ears every time he did. Think about it. Come on, you know what it means.
Curdled my milk.
But it was something that I'd never done before, and I was like, would I go again?
This is sterilized.
F&A, I would. So, yeah. I would go see him in a second again. I mean, it was a blast. And the people, not only that, the element of people you see at stuff like that. There was this one old guy. I swear to God, he didn't stop dancing the whole time. And all he was doing was kicking his legs out in front of him and stuff. And doing like the hokey pokey and shit. Like he was doing that kind of stuff. And it was so funny because me and Tony realized, because it was me, Tony, Tyler, and his wife, JoBeth. Uh-huh. Tony and me were laughing because the whole time, I mean, the guy didn't stop. Uh-huh. If I danced like that, I wouldn't be able to move the next day. I would not be able to leave the house because I would have been dead.
Yeah.
And so I'm telling you, he did not stop moving it. We were dying, dude. And then like you get Tony, I'm laughing at that, and then I look over and Tony's looking at this chick like a molester who's wearing Beetlejuice striped pants, and she's got the sweetest ass, and Tony's like this. I mean, there was no filter. And then of course we all look over and try to see what he's looking at, and then we're all like this.
So my longest brother's just,
oh, I'm telling you,
just a creeping down the street.
I'm telling you, if Jason had been there, it'd have been a full on fuck fest. We were eye fucking that chick.
You guys
were
so jacking each other off, just staring at her ass.
So you all just reach to the right and then like do it that way.
Well, the problem is we can't reach to the right if I'm hanging to the left.
Oh, that's fair.
Because otherwise, you're gonna break it off. That's a big sidetrack.
That's why all the
thing that we were talking about
happens.
Side note: that's why all the myelinist dicks go to the right, because when they're jerking each other off, they're all doing it with their right hand.
It's like a tree that like grows into a fence or something.
Here's the problem with that, though: you get the people that are associated with the myelinist family that are married into it that join that big old circle jerk.
Well, Cody's dick's so big it curves whichever way you want.
That's true. The problem is we all
have a hinge.
The problem is we all think we're jacking off our dicks, but we're all jacking off Cody's dick in different sections.
It's exhausting, and nobody want to try to do that. Full long arm motions, man. You just get carpal tunnel.
It's like baseball. The arm isn't even designed to do it.
You got Tommy. you all need Tommy John surgery. Like,
no, I'm telling you, by the time we're done, we all look like
it's my strong hand.
I super hate concerts. Like I do, man.
I'm becoming that way. I've been talking about it more and more. Where I'm just like, oh, I'm
so
I
was listening.
When you say concerts, like, what do you describe? Like the
so
of concerts
there is,
that you hate.
So you guys were on your last podcast talking about like smaller venues, and one of the best towards me hating concerts. One of my favorite concerts that I've ever enjoyed.
What's up?
Is I went and saw Anti Flag at Bumper Shoots, and I don't know if you got a chance. They have a gymnasium there where they do smaller bands, and
yeah,
and literally there were 80 people, maybe 100.
Uh-huh.
So it was a small show,
and it was one of the coolest concerts I'd ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
The larger scale, you have to sit in a seat and watch, like at White River Amphitheater, is dog shit. Like to me, the Gorge is cool until the sun starts to set just before it goes behind the actual stadium, and you can't even see what the fuck's going on because mm-hmm. the sun's just in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
The smoking really kills me. Not so much like the marijuana or anything like that.
Cigarettes.
Just smoke in general. Like everyone smokes cigarettes.
Bro, that's pretty bad for
and
me too.
My
that's
eyes get drawn out, and like to just go, I end up having like I need a week of recovery from not being able to talk, cigarette smoke, and I sound like I'm 50. But man, I hate everything about the experience. My ears hurt. My throat hurts.
That's age. Yeah. That's age.
Wear earplugs.
Earplugs.
Don't be a bitch.
That's no.
Don't have earplugs.
It falls a lot into earplugs, like, bro. Don't be a bitch. Like, that's part of the environment. If you don't like the environment, don't go. So I've decided to be like, well, I don't want to go. When I was a kid, because my uncle, who still works, kind of sort of for the radio company, and when actually we get his tickets for fucking everything. Man, I've seen some of the most off the wall. I've seen
my Ernie.
Like, yeah, my Uncle Ernie. Like, I've seen 98 Degrees and NSYNC in the same concert when I was a kid.
I went, can I just do a side note and tell you that I would literally empty my entire savings account to see NSYNC? I'm just saying.
I've seen, like,
Britney Spears. I think it would be a cool show just because of the history. Just
like, all sorts of random, like, the history. Trendy bands. Yeah, man, I've seen. And these were, like, in the height, like, in the 90s, because we would get, like, box seats for the Gorge, because you'd get free tickets working at the radio station all the time, so you'd call us up, hey, you guys call in at this time, I'll answer. Like, by the way, if you ever think you're going to win those things, no. It's people who are related to the people who win those things.
It's all rigged.
It is, no, because they can call me, hey, call in at this time, and I'll make sure they filter to you, and you're going to be on the radio.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and you just get free tickets and shit like that.
Because of CWU politics.
Yeah, and
they're like, you want to go to Sasquatch? I was like, I don't have the money. He's like, no, we're going to get you free tickets.
Yeah. And so we would.
They arranged some shit for me, allegedly.
You're like, absolutely.
And hearing that, man, you would go to
any
concert. I could, man, because every other weekend, like, you would go out to the Gorge because it's 30 minutes away, 20 minutes away. Mm-hmm. So I would go to every concert every single weekend from, like, the time I was 8 to... First time I saw boobies was at a Bare Naked Ladies concert. They came out after the concert. They did their deal. They went in, came back out. Jason was actually at this concert as well. Like, and they came back out to do their encore, and a bunch of women wearing nothing but towels came out and then dropped the towels, and they all were topless.
Holla.
And I was, like, on the bar... At, like, 9 years old, like, oh, my God, this is the best thing in the world.
Right? What do you mean? I still do that. I still sit there going,
right. So I have great memories about concerts, but now that I'm old and I have saggy balls, man, I want nothing to do with it. I can't.
It's not about the sag. It's about the weight, the wiggle.
That's what it is. I can't, man, anymore.
Can I tell you, though, we just talked about something. The other night, me and Jenica, when we were talking to, and I'm not sure, I don't remember exactly who it was, but... Or no, it was me and Tony. We were telling Tyler before the concert how some of the best concert stuff is when you get people who go to Hollywood Undead and they get seat tickets because they're not, because they're stupid.
Sure.
So you get us who got, we got lies. We got great floor general admission. We're down on the floor. Me, Jenica, Tony, and we're like, Tucker's like, oh fuck. And we're like, what, dude? And he shows us his ticket before we get in, and it fucking says seating, and. We're like, and Tucker's like, I don't give a shit. I don't even, were you?
I wasn't with you.
So you would have somebody sitting with you, too. I don't remember who it was.
No, like, I was all by myself.
So that makes it work. So he's all by himself. We're trying to find Tucker. We're on the floor. We're looking around. Tucker's texting us, and he says, so this is where I'm at. I'm up in the corner here. So we're looking around. I see a bright green Seahawks hat during Hollywood Undead. And we're thinking Tucker's going to be pissed because he's sitting by himself. Bright green Seahawks hat. And he's up there like this, just rocking, just throwing his arms up. He was going ape shit, which don't get me wrong. That was one of the best shows I've ever, like, Hollywood Undead put on one of the best shows I've ever seen. But that's what we were literally talking about. It's like, it's so funny because Tucker literally goes, oh, fuck.
Dude, I was so disappointed in myself. I thought less of myself after that event.
How about the worst off-fuck concert moment was we're in Tri-Cities, all happy, gallivanting, eating some fucking Dairy Queen at the mall. Slipknot's drummer died.
His appendix burst.
Yeah, appendix
burst. We were all so fucking mad.
But didn't his appendix burst because he had a fucking drug overdose?
Something, I don't know. But all I can know is that we saved your life that night. I'm just saying. We saved your life. Do you remember what Ick was going to do to him?
What? With the hot sauce.
With the fucking chili extract.
He put it in my ice cream.
He put it all over the top of his ice cream. And like fucking hot fudge.
No, I don't remember that. I remember.
Well, didn't we get Kaori?
Kaori had no problem, but the problem was... No, we got...
I just remember...
No, somebody... Who was it? It was...
Luke?
It got it. Luke put it on Ick's. And Ick had... Do you remember the ice cream cone? He was like this...
Good, because he was gonna fuck me with it.
So Nick went to get him, and he
used to be an asshole.
And I was like, no, I was like, John, I love you too much. Don't, and whatever he tries to give you, don't eat it because you will regret it.
Nick, I still love you, dude. If you listen,
this is what I remember. I just remember that you got this hot sauce, and then
Tony's.
No. I remember in the mall, like. It was like a thing, like people were trying the hot sauce. Did you guys slip it to him?
No, it was one of them got a dropper.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it was. It was an extract. It was a dropper, yeah.
Yeah, because I just remember then, like, he, like, didn't fucking know what to do with himself. And, like, him and Kaori were, like,
at the
food court Dairy Queen, like,
they got the. Like, do you remember the size of that ice cream cone? I mean, they were like, you can do extra. It was, like, this tall from the cone.
It got this massive cone. and then deep throated it like a fucking polo.
Yes, he did. It was like the worst moment. He had big beach of sweat pouring down his face, and we're just sitting there going,
just this big, tall fucking phallus of vanilla cream.
Well, then you get John. John's like, no, I'm gonna go take a piss or something. And he leaves, and Ick's like, yeah, let's do this. He was like, I'll be able to contain, let's get John. And I literally remember walking over to you being like, dude, don't eat anything they give you because I love you too much.
Yeah, let's do this.
And John was like, they were like, here, John. John's like, fuck you, Nick told me.
Because we had it, because that was after we had already
found out
ourselves up with the fucking chili
extract. Oh, yeah, Tony's house and stuff, yeah.
How about the night?
Can we preface this? Like, we're definitely going to tell the story. Yeah. Let's preface this, but just, like, pointing out how stupid we all used to be and how much fucking joy we used to take, like, torturing each other.
I can't say used to, because I'll tell you a story that breaks off of this. I might still be stupid.
The first... So, I'm gonna tell this one story that leads into another story. My first time ever at Tony's house, simultaneously in the same afternoon, I saw Nick and Cody beat the fuck out of each other with licorice whips.
Whoa! We had a big...
They beat each other... Like,
that's like with the vibe.
Like they have fucking just stolen something in a fucking, you know, like horrible time where like it was punishable by.
It literally reminds me of what you see in casinos in a casino when you're counting cards and they take you in the back. That's what me and Cody did.
The deal is to add context is Nick thinks he's tougher than me.
We found out we're just about the same toughness.
There was, dude, the night I met my wife.
It was the very first night he hung out with Tashina.
Very first night I ever hung out with
Tashina. At Tony's house. What a dickhead.
It was my birthday.
It's Tony's fault.
And she came, actually, joke, funny thing, and I hope she listens to this, because she actually was hanging out with my brother, because she was going to play a band with my brother and everything like that. And this, so she came back to Tony's house to stay the night, and Nick and I are doing this. We're macho.
Well, and we saw it on Wild Boys.
We saw this film on Wild Boys. Where they would put vodka
that ever comes from any story that starts with that.
Where they would drink vodka and then slap each other.
They would hold it in their mouths and
try to get them to spit it out.
Try to get it.
Well, we didn't have vodka and we weren't drunk. So we decided just to use water and slap the shit out of each other as hard as possible.
The problem is, here's the problem.
It gets worse
because it excelled from at first it was just a little slap.
Sorry.
All right, Cody.
Because so we start like 6-8 inches away and just popping each other to full blown like close your eyes and I'm gonna spin around and deck your
ass. Oh yeah, I stood up and I cocked back. I looked like fucking Conor McGregor at a fucking fight, you know? I mean, I put everything I had into it. It was like when you hit me in the ear.
So we couldn't like knock each other out, so we decided that it wasn't my belt.
Yeah,
we were going to put our hands on the wall, take our shirts off, and whip each other with this belt to see who would
hit. John's got full white walker.
He's gone, this fucking velociraptor.
He's falling apart.
This is the first time I meet my wife, and she's watching me and Nick beat each other with
this malicious
Tashina, did you look at him and think, well, that's a quality human?
She straight up will tell you.
I should probably have children with that.
Dude, no, she straight up tell you that I used to think you were that I was an idiot, man.
So good.
Oh, dude. But it was so bad. So we spent the rest of the night. We had to be until like 2 in the morning just fucking flogging each other with a belt. On the like, we started on the
skirt from the crown.
We started on the calves. We were like, it's going to hurt.
Yeah,
we
worked all the way up.
And dude, we just moved up.
Now, I'll take partial blame on a lot of our stupid shit. I don't know if Jake Bergstrom listens to this, but I'll take the fault at saying that Alicia beat his ass with that bamboo piece at his house. She beat your guys' asses on that, and that was all my fault, because I egged every second of it on with all you high motherfuckers. Me being the sober one, I was like, oh, but you can't do it.
You should get a fucking tattoo on your goddamn forehead that says hashtag poke the bear. Nick pokes the fucking bear.
That was one of the first nights where I like thought about the decisions I was making in life.
Which is really bad, because up until that point it was a lot of stuff.
So
maybe I should change friends.
Fuck, what is going on? So I don't remember how it started. We were all hanging out, and if I remember correctly, you came over with just two big pieces of bamboo.
Jake had them in the corner. It was one of their decorations.
Okay.
I came over and we had the hookah set up.
Oh, this could be used.
And we were all hanging out there. And everybody got, like, I'm pretty sure everybody went in the room and got really high. Because later that night, they turned on a fog machine and I couldn't fucking see 2 feet in front of me. But
well, that was the night we threw that crazy
party. Yeah, it was a big party.
I think it was the same night.
It was the same night because that big dude, the neighbor, came out and started getting fucking mouthy with us. Did that. So we have to let us in. That's what he did. So
always did.
The problem was is that Jake, somebody, I seen it, and all I could think is it's drunk fun is always fun for me to fucking make somebody do something stupid.
You're
so,
a terrible person.
Yeah, I am. So I said, let's, hey, I bet, you know, and I grabbed it, and I, you know, I think I started poking, like, fucking with one of you guys or something.
Yeah, probably.
And it led to somebody saying, oh, that wouldn't hurt or whatever, and I was like, and somebody made the problem and said, I think it was Jake, or I think it might have been you, I don't know, somebody said Alicia was too much of a sissy and wouldn't be able to hurt, it wouldn't hurt at all.
Probably me.
That's so, Alicia was like, oh, really?
I said that.
Next thing you know, yeah. She's fucking in Hugo Montoya fucking bashing people in the shins. She was fucking hitting everyone in the shins, and I'm like, I'm in the corner like this.
I let her hit my back.
You let her hit your back?
Maybe it was Jake that let her hit the
back. I don't know. No, Jake had a shin, because remember, Jake had a bump on his shin like this big. She damn near broke that. It was like a kendo stick shot.
If you're confused, what we're saying is we beat the fuck out of each other with a bamboo fucking rod.
Yeah.
For like no reason.
An entire evening. It was just like a ritual abuse just for fun.
Yeah. But dude, to be fair, it wasn't necessarily that I didn't think that a girl can hit hard. It was Alicia specifically.
Well, she's this 5 foot,
tiny little woman.
5 foot, 120-pound chick.
Shit, I don't even think
and
that.
I will say she beat the ever-living piss out of me.
She took it personally when somebody told her that she couldn't do it.
It's like she carried the momentum of her giant tits with her. And she just
utilized that. She carried the power of her body weight with her when she did that.
Holy shit.
Oh,
it's like she had a gravitational, like a small, like, rotation of a planet.
It's like the way that we launch fucking satellites.
Exactly, a slingshot. You use the slingshot.
Use the gravitational slingshot and you just launch that motherfucker.
So in a nutshell, don't get drunk around me because I'm a terrible friend. I am because I think, I don't, maybe the slapping at my apartment was my fault too. I don't
know. It's not even drunkenness. Like, the first time I met you.
You always drank less than us, I feel like.
Far less.
Yes.
Much less. And like, the first time I met you.
I don't run off of cliffs almost.
Yeah, well. That's another story for another time. I can only like let people know how stupid I really am in increments. It has to be like slow.
At
some point they'll all leave me.
They don't want you to know that you're just full on retard at some points.
So like the first time I met you was at a Chiefs football game, and Cody was just like, guys, this is my fat friend Nick.
We're like, everybody called me fat friend Nick.
I knew you as gay friend Nick.
No, and you know what? Somebody was dating that Aubrey girl. Was it Alex? Alex introduced me to her, and I walk into Papa's after that, and she's like, "Oh, you're gay friend Nick." At that point, I had spike studs because I wore spike studs out of my hat all the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Coming out of the '90s was a weird time.
Yeah, and so I was just everybody's big gay friend Nick. Are you really gay? Nope, not at all. Not at all. I don't know why I'm just
so doing. Much. He never even said it in a judgmental way. He just always said it in such a matter-of-fact way. This is my gay friend Nick. And so he repeated it and repeated it and repeated it, so we all just thought he was gay.
The first time I met Nick was at one of those games. And by the end of the game, like, fucking everyone was, like, trying to give each other, like, dead legs and Charlie horses and shit.
Dude, Terry,
the thing is, I was all fucked up.
Terry can lick my balls.
There was nothing better than Terry getting Nick at the... What movie? I don't even remember what movie we were going to. We were standing in line waiting
for
the
Marvel movie. I was fucking pissed.
The Spider-Man or Wolverine.
And Terry sees us and comes running up in the fucking line, drives his knee as hard as
he
can.
He looks like Anderson Silva flying through the air to get me.
And just fucking right in Nick's... Nick hit the ground. And 5 years before that, Nick would have taken Terry and put him through the glass.
I remember standing up telling him and Alfonso, get him the fuck away from me before I go fucking crazy. It hurts so bad.
It was always like a delicate balancing act, like doling out the most like hilarious punishment to people that you could, and then like not overstepping your boundaries.
It was consenting pain is what, like, I figured this out. Like, if we consented the pain, it was as much pain as you could induce on that person.
Yeah.
But if it was unknowing, or like we didn't like suspect it coming, then it was like a violation of some unwritten rule.
It's like pee-pee taps.
Because we were
never supposed to do them hard. It's just supposed to make you realize that you could have killed that person.
Watch that cock, son.
Watch that cock, son. That's the game we play in our house.
Watch that cock, son. We just rebranded them. We rebranded pee-pee taps.
Yeah.
So you give them a fair warning.
And
Keep your head on a swivel.
I don't know if
I'm coming for that fucking beard.
He'll be standing on his phone. I'll just throw like a fake spinning back kick and stop it right before his dick. And he'll be like, watch that cock, son.
You should tell. What?
Oh my god.
So here's the problem, though, is now I'm going to do that to my wife.
Start when you come back. Oh, yeah.
Watch that cock.
Jennifer, watch that cock, girl.
Watch that cock.
Man. My wife definitely has the dick in our relationship.
There's no confusion. She pays the bills.
Oh, god.
What the fuck is it about, like,
males and pain?
Yeah. What? Why do we do that to each other?
Mine and Nick was legitimately, we thought we were tougher than each other.
Uh-huh.
And we would do it. As soon as we'd get in that pissing contest, we knew it was going to end with one of us trying to kill each other.
Well, and mine was because I was smaller, so I had to keep up.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
100%. There's no way I could not do what everyone bigger than me was doing. Like,
and Alex,
this is no way.
Alex is like, my brother is mischievous as fuck, dude. He would like create, like he'd have like a 2x4. Remember the 2x4? Was it me? You fucking racked my nuts and lifted me up on the 2x4? Alex had the
It under, ran around, grabbed one side, and I grabbed the other side, and we just
and fucking
it
lifted me up, dude.
Cody was off the ground.
You high-centered him with his balls?
Yeah. Cody was off the ground.
You're horrible people.
But a lot of, like, Alex was there that night that we were slapping each other. Alex was like, let's do this. I'm not going to fucking participate. Come to find out, like, I may have thought I was a smarter brother, but Alex never fucking was trying to kill each other.
I'll tell you what,
think back how many times Alex was there.
I love your brother,
right?
Watching
each other kill ourselves.
I love Alex to death. He's right there with all of you guys. One of my best friend, I would shoot someone for him, but I'll tell you what.
I'd shoot someone for like marginal reasons.
No, but I'll tell you what though. Watching him, some of the shit that he started, like, he came out playing football one time. We're kids, right? We're all playing football in the field. No, just raw hitting. I mean, there were people like Alfonso that, I mean, he's huge. Mm-hmm. Every hit, no matter how hard he hit you, it could be the softest hit and it hurt.
Yeah.
Alex comes strutting out of the house to the park and we are all, you know, we are all making fun of him because he's strutting out in full-on grid kids football pads. And he walks up and he's like, I could take anything from anyone. I remember just fucking pummeling him. And then Alfonso just pummeling him. And then our friend Steven just pummeling him.
He gave him CTE in order, he's so dumb.
Yeah. I mean, he just got his ass pummeled. And he was like, thought he was so fucking smart by wearing the football pads.
He
and I was like,
anymore.
No, and nowadays I'm like, he's better nowadays. He'd just be smart and run the opposite way of us.
I genuinely think, like, the adage of, like, men are just stupid does have, like, some weight. Because, dude, we do...
I know.
Just thinking back,
100%.
Like, if you reach any other conclusion listening to this podcast, like, what?
We fucked up somewhere.
I don't know. I
drop-kicked a door into your face.
That was as I threw your phone.
You threw my phone into the yard.
We're coming
was
back.
Was that Jason's?
No, it was this asshole's thing. He was his signature move. He would either throw your wallet
you
out
know,
the
your
window.
It was like this.
It was so just like, it was so much disrespect about you and your property.
Look you in the eyes.
Yeah. Just, this is yours.
I used to do that.
This is yours, and this is my car window. And now, yours is out there.
It was your wallet that I did it at McDonald's.
Yeah, he would, at the drive-thru at all time, he would just look at me, just Stanley, roll down my window, like, what are you doing? And he already had my wallet in his hand, I didn't see, and he just toss it in front of me out my window.
But that day, I threw your phone outside, I think, and I go to, like,
so mad at
the
you.
Door, and he just dies, and full-blown fucking drop kicks
the
back side of that
door.
Dude, I hit that door, fucking right in the side of my nose, I was down, I was fucking seeing stars.
Dude, speaking of getting hit, I'm sorry, that video made me laugh the other day.
Dude, when I sidekicked
when he punched Mike. Dude, I forgot. When they posted that the other day, I got peed because I forgot how hard you
Taylor
hit him.
Brought that shit back from the depths.
I know. Taylor, if he listens to this, I'm going to make out with you the next time I see you.
It goes cold.
Because it was so good.
Can we talk about how horrible my technique was?
Oh, it was dog shit.
It was so bad.
But
it got the job done.
It was so bad. I just, like, off shoulder, and, like, I hit him with, like, a limp wrist.
You were, there was so much anger in your body from him fucking your car up. You literally hit him with a force of 1,000 suns. I swear to God.
Oh, dude.
I think the most horrific part, so, for context, tell the story.
Okay. So for context, we're having a crazy night at the old trap house. I call it trap house. I call it trap house because that's what it was, let's be honest.
Fair.
It was a fucking trap house. We were fucking doing way too much mischievous shit. We were always fucked up. It's bad. Anyways, friends are over. We're all getting fucked up. Tensions had already been running high in the house because one friend was just like talking, so had gotten drunk and was basically calling us like dog shit human beings because we sold drugs. But he was taking our drugs, so it was really confusing.
He was trying to take the moral high ground.
Yeah, he was trying to take the moral high ground after we sold him drugs. It was really confusing, and we were really pissed about it. So like, tensions were... And he was just... But we were all drunk, so it was just, like, tensions were already running high. One of my friends... I should just tell his fucking stupid name, but I won't. Later on, maybe, most likely. But anyways, he's the drunkest one of all of us. Uh-huh. And we'd all been drinking Wolfschmidt and just getting crazy, smoking hookah, passing a fucking, you know, half gallon of Wolfschmidt around a circle, smoking weed, getting crazy. And he's like, I want to take your car. I'm like, no, bitch, you're the drunkest one here. You can't take my car. Blah, blah, blah. I can't take my car. No, you can't take my car. 20 minutes later, chaos erupts in my house, and I have, like, friends are starting to fight and argue with each other. I'm like, oh my god. And then I walk outside, my car's just gone. Like, where's Mike? And then I go to look for Mike, and my car's just gone. I realize he took my car. My keys are gone, he took my car. I'm like, oh my god. Oh my god. Motherfucker stole my car. I'm just trying to figure out. I get a phone call from the guy who stole my car. I'm like, oh, this is obviously not good. Answer the phone, I said, bro, I fucked up. No shit! Really? He tells me what happens. Bro, I leave my house. I get 600 feet. Maybe 1,000? There's my car in a ditch, broken front axle through a mailbox. Like, one bend. He made it the first major turn. He fucking missed it.
Oh my god.
He fucking missed it. So my first thought is, being the criminal I was back then, my first thought is we have to dispose of this mailbox. Mm-hmm. Because if a cop drives by and sees the fucking we crashed through a mailbox, we're all going to jail. So I get, and he's the biggest one of all of us then, so I go, get your drunk ass over here, and you're going to help me break this fucking mailbox the rest of the way. We're going to throw it in the fucking bush and hide it so I can call AAA. And they don't know what crime was committed here. So we wrench that fucking mailbox out of the dirt. His big ogre ass. We just wrench it, yank it the rest of the fucking way, and we walk down the street and we throw that motherfucker into the bushes and hide it.
Did you think of the people who find it later? That's the best part.
It's probably some sweet old couple like, Gladys, where's our mailbox?
And so...
Oh, fuck.
Then I proceed to call AAA, and before AAA gets there, motherfucking a cop pulls up, sees us all standing at the side of the road. The cop is pulling up. I look at my friend, I go, you shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up. You say one word, I will tell this cop to take you to jail. He just sits there quiet. And I go, yeah, man, everything's okay. Buddy borrowed my car, what did I say? I think I said we were going to a gas station, and then some asshole was in my lane as I went around the corner, and I had to pour it into a ditch. Mm-hmm. And now the tow truck's on its way. And I just game-faced it like a motherfucker.
Just lied your ass off.
Lied my ass off. And the officer was like, all right, you need help? I'm like, nah, man, AAA's on the way. We're good. I literally live right up the road. It's fine. And he was like, okay. Drove off. And, tow truck comes. That's when I found out my axle's broken. I'm like, oh, my God, this is fucking chaos. So he tows my car to my house. We go back. By the time I go back, the tensions that had rose from the one friend who bought drugs from us, calling us assholes for selling him drugs, essentially,
it was all on the other guy.
Well, those two friends that were at the point of that had fought. Got into a full-on fist fight in my motherfucking hallway. And shit, so, like, my friend group was, like, divided. And at this point, I was dealing with that, trying to cool that down. The guy who stole my car... I'm just pissed. I'm just roving around the house screaming. Like, fuck you! You bought drugs for me and I sold you the drugs and now you're mad at me! And fuck you, you stole my car and I didn't! And what the fuck? Just mad. Mad, 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 mad. Drinking more, just mad. And somehow, the dude who stole my car, he's blacked out still, he just is like, bro, just fucking hit me. I'm like, well, how is that going to solve anything? But through the chaos of the environment, people were like, that's a great idea. And everyone started pulling out their phones.
Great mob mentality.
Yeah. And ambulance
were... Kill him. Kill him.
Look at those down. He's dead.
Everyone just starts pulling out their phones. Everyone's just like, hit him, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, fuck, bro. Alright, you sure you want me to do this? Like, if I'm going to hit you, I'm going to hit you really fucking hard. Like, as hard as I can, if you're going to give me this chance. And he's just like, bro, just do this. So now we come to the video. This is where the video starts. Is this tall, gangly motherfucker just standing there with, like, almost like he's just being sacrificed. Like, almost like his arms out, just, like, accepting of, like, his fate. Just like, do it, bro. Just fucking do it.